This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, April 8th. I'm Ariana Aspuru for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. Thinking about braving the rocky real estate market and buying a home this year? Well, there are a few factors that are making getting that dream home a little more challenging.
It's still a tough market, and so that's why it's so important for people who are serious about trying to buy a house this season is to make sure you have things like pre-approval on your mortgage already in place. So when you go to that open house or when you go to make an offer, you have a fighting chance against some people who are going to pay cash.
We'll talk to WSJ reporter Veronica Dagger after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Looking to buy a home this spring? Well, everything about the way you buy your home is now changing, and it can be hard to keep up. WSJ personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger joins me now to discuss it. Veronica, one of the biggest things that's happened in the housing market this year has been the legal settlement by the National Association of Realtors. Walk me through what happened there.
They agreed to get rid of a long-standing rule that required many home sellers to say how much they would pay a home buyer's agent. Consumer groups had argued that the arrangement effectively prevented buyers from negotiating with agents to save money and keeping the commissions in the U.S. higher than many places in the world, typically 5 to 6% of the total sales price of the house. The new rules that are going in effect in mid-July, they are prompting some buyers and sellers to question whether or not they should rush to do deals now or wait to see what happens after the changes takes shape. So what buyers and sellers need to know right now is there's a lot of uncertainty on how this is all going to shake out eventually.
So do we know how things are going to change in July?
Starting in mid-July, buyers might have to pay for their own agent out of pocket if they want one. And this could be tricky for first-time buyers who don't have that much cash sitting around up front. For context, the current system is that the buyer's agent is paid through the commission charged to a seller. And that is what we're talking about, which often runs from 5 to 6% of the purchase price. If all this goes through and the changes happen, buyers will need to be responsible, most likely, with not only finding their own agent, which many of them do now, but they'll have to pay their own agent and negotiate with this agent potentially about how much they're going to pay them. This is a big shift potentially for many buyers. So some people are moving forward quicker with deals. Other people are just proceeding as is. Some people are waiting and seeing in July. It's as individual as the buyer who's looking for the house. As you know, there's a lot of other things people consider when they're buying a house. And so this is just another aspect for them to consider when they're trying to make their decision whether to buy now or wait.
How will it be this spring for someone in the market for a good mortgage rate?
So mortgage rates right now still hovering around 7%. There's things you can do to get a lower rate. Your best bet in terms of trying to get a lower rate is to, in fact, shop around. Talk to 3 to 5 lenders, include a credit union in that process, include some online lenders, see what offers you get and find the rate that's going to help you pay that lowest mortgage rate. And when you're doing that, you don't want to focus solely on the interest rate. You want to compare lenders by the APR or the annual percentage rate. And that incorporates the rate and the fees charged for the loan.
And something else on that list of home buying is insurance, which keeps rising. How should someone approach that to get the best deal now?
You want to think about if you can get home insurance for the house you're looking for, and if you can afford that, and you want to do that earlier in the process than you did in the past. So, you know, this is one of those things that people took for granted at the closing table or right before. They would say, oh, yeah, let me look into insurance. Now, because so many insurers in different parts of the country are no longer writing insurance in certain neighborhoods, people are realizing, like, yes, I may have my dream home, but I can't afford the insurance. So it's better for you to find out super early in the process if you can, in fact, get the insurance and if it's affordable.
I want to take a step back and talk about the homes themselves. Going into this home buying season, what can we expect in terms of inventory?
Inventory is looking better than it was this time last year, which that's a really good thing for home buyers. It's still not a ton. It's still below pre-pandemic levels. As a result, when you're home shopping, especially in certain areas of the country, like Long Island or New Jersey or certain areas of Florida, you're going to see bidding wars still, especially for things like starter homes. You're going to have some competition, and that the competition against cash buyers is also still a factor and making it tricky for buyers. It's still a tight market and it's still a tough market. And so that's why it's so important for people who are serious about trying to buy a house this season is to make sure you have things like pre-approval on your mortgage already in place. So when you go to that open house or when you go to make an offer, you have a fighting chance against some people who are going to pay cash.
What about the availability of new versus existing homes?
This is a bright spot for some folks, as existing home sales are at a tough point just because there's so many owners holding on to their homes with their 3% mortgages. And so new construction is having a bit of a moment. More homes for sale. I think about 32% of homes for sale in the fourth quarter of 2023 were new construction. And that compares to about 18% in the fourth quarter of 2021. And that's according to Redfin. So builders are also making things attractive for buyers. They're throwing in sweeteners, and that's making some people consider new inventory. And that can be exciting for certain buyers. Some people love the idea of getting a chance to pick out the finishes and the appliances for a house. Other people don't want anything to do with that. But if that's your passion and that's the way you can actually buy a house, some people are saying, hey, I'm going to go for it.
If you're looking to sell your home this year and buy a new one, how should you plan financially for that in this market?
It's tricky, right? Because this is such a quick market. It's still technically a seller's market. So sellers put their home on the market and you hear sometimes in the matter of days, the house is snatched up. Well, if you're selling a house, but also buying a house, you need to think about where you're going to buy next. And if it's going to take you much longer to buy than it is to sell, then what's your financial plan? Are you able to keep renting, or if you're renting where you currently are, can you keep doing that? Or if you're a homeowner and a home buyer, can you carry two homes at the same time? Having a plan to financially bridge that gap if you are in the position where you have two homes that you're managing, or you need to rent longer than you expected because your new home that you're buying isn't ready. You need to be ready for all those scenarios. And so there's different financial products you can pursue. But the bottom line is to have a plan and be ready for delays and uncertainty and just do the math to make sure you can afford your new monthly payments, whatever they may be.
That's WSJ reporter Veronica Dagger. And that's it for Your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow morning with WSJ's Ann Turkeson to discuss the new magic number for retirement. This episode is hosted and produced by me, Ariana Aspuru, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.